Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Elderly residents of a Dublin flat complex are begging local authority officials for extra security measures after three of their neighbours were murdered in recent years. The community at Robinson's Court says it's living in fear of yet another murder after a fresh spate of crime over the past few days. Our reporter Barry Lenehan joins us now. Barry, what more can you tell us?
Many of the approximately 30 residents at Robinson's Court are in their 80s or 90s. Several are frail or have mobility issues. And the small rectangle of flats is just off Cork Street in Dublin's south inner city. But critically, the complex is hidden and the little cul-de-sac, it's not visible from the main road, and this is a major source of angst for those who live there. They say once darkness falls, they're often terrorised with drug dealing, intimidation, vandalism, demands for money. And on top of this, three residents at Robinson's Court have been murdered in the last 15 years. In 2006, an 80-year-old man was found in his home with his throat slit. In 2016, residents in this tight-knit community, they found a 61-year-old neighbour with fatal stab wounds to his head and neck after hearing him cry, "Help, I'm dying here." And in 2021, another resident at this sheltered accommodation lost his life in violent circumstances. 26-year-old Kwok Ping Cheng, known to his neighbours as China George, was found covered in blood with horrific injuries after he was murdered with an axe. And several of the elderly people at Robinson's Court, they've had to give evidence in court about the brutal murders of their friends.
So you were in Robinson's Court earlier. What are people there saying?
They're pleading for extra security measures after some flats were broken into in recent days. And the senior citizens complex, it's run by Dublin City Council, and residents claim that the council promised to install security gates at the entrance following the death of Mr. Cheng 2 years ago. However, they're still waiting, and today the community stood on the main road, some with walking aids, many with placards with messages such as "safe living for senior citizens," "older people should be able to live in safety," "City Council, do your job." And here's what some had to say.
"I'm living in there 11 years and I witnessed one murder. He got cut 22 times. I wasn't offered counsel and kissed me arse nor nothing. I just don't like it in there. After 11 years, I hate it. And there's another man in there, Christy. He's paralysed one side and he can't move. And if anyone broke into that..." So, with the result, I don't like being in there. I better off else, where you'd be safer. You know what I mean?
What difference would the extra security mean for you?
Well, it mean a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on the bottom. I can't leave me window open at night time for a bit of air. That's my story. Just don't like it in there, love.
Especially after what you witnessed 11 years ago.
Yeah, it's disgraceful. And they never even offered me counsel. And when I went to court, we didn't even offer to fill it. You had to buy your own tea and the whole lot. It was an awful experience. I'd never do it again.
We should have gates. I'm a former master carpenter, joiner and builder. I'm nearly 90 now. So there are a lot of people coming here at night time. It wouldn't cost them that much to do it. I'd nearly do it myself as a subcontractor for them.
How are people feeling over the last few weeks here? There have been a number of further incidents.
Yeah, well, yeah, people are a bit jittery. They're all elderly people.
And that's on top of the murders we have seen here as well in recent years at this complex.
The murders were terrible. I seen one fellow in the forceful, I think. Big lump of flesh out his neck. It was like a horror movie, really. And the last fellow that got done, he battered him with a hammer. I bolt me door every night. I always put a lock on the bolt on it.
Hard to get to sleep at night.
Oh, it is, yeah. If you hear the sound, you don't know who it is, you know. It's begging, really, to look at it for a pair of gates, you know, and doesn't cost a fortune.
People are living in fear because we lock our porch door every evening, you know, so safety. But you never know, do you?
is going to come in.
And it's not safe. As you know, there's been 3 murders in there. And then only the other day, this lady here was attacked, walked right into her home, demanding money, had bags of beer. So we do need gates, or we need someone there for protection. Not much to ask for in our age. I mean, we've done our bit through the years, so we need something now to keep us safe. It's just don't, no one seems to care. Another murder before something is done.
Do you think the council will listen?
Well, I'm hoping they will. They did promise us that we would get something. They'd upgrade security and that, but that remains to be seen.
Some residents at Robinson's Court there, and in recent days, one of them, also called Sarah, had an intruder into her home.
It happened every Tuesday. Walk into me hall. I said, who are you? I'm a homeless man, money out prison. He was looking for money. So I said, get the fuck out there and don't come back near my door anymore. I made my way into the bedroom and rang the police. So I had 3 police up with me. They said they were looking into it. Just got first the hall. I said, get out, or I'll get you over it.
And it must be terrifying when
somebody... I am terrified, yeah. I'm nervous on me own. I should have stayed in Maryland. I lived in Maryland since I was married. And then I was robbed up in Maryland with 2 young ones. They took all me money, me bus pass, and the card I used to get paid on.
What difference would it make for extra security measures here then for you?
We'd be there to security every night, going around at night. Make sure everyone is all right, especially the old people on their own.
My name is Noel Fleming. I'm a local shopkeeper. I'm a friend of Sarah's for over 40 years. 3 people have been murdered here in the last few years. Sarah could have been the 4th one, only she had the guts to stand up to the fella. Now, I'm not saying he was going to murder her, but she could have dropped dead of a heart attack. What price for a human life? A set of gates to make them safe. Everybody in there is living in fear because of no security from Dublin City Council. As soon as they built Robinson's Court, they should have put security gates on the front of it. You could be in there doing anything and nobody can see you. For the sake of a set of gates, 3 people's lives would have been saved, and Sarah could have been number 4.
Do you think they'll listen to your action here today?
I honestly don't, but we're going to keep at it till they do. The government have a 10 billion surplus this year. How much would a set of gates cost? 50,000? Why not put them up? They made all kinds of excuses. Why they wouldn't put them up. Sarah's life is worth a lot more than a set of gates, and that's why we're here today. We're out here to stand with Sarah. It's terrible to be living in fear. These people here have been living in fear for years. It's not good enough. And it's a beautiful little complex. It's lovely. What good is it if you're living in fear?
So those people living at Robinson's Court, and obviously the people around them as well, Barry, trying to send a very clear message to Dublin City Council. What happens now?
An emergency motion going to a local Dublin City Council meeting this evening, this by Sinn Féin councillor Maura Devine.
The last murder, the fear there, people crying, get me out, get me out, get me out. They're very vulnerable. A lot of them get mobility issues. A lot of them have, you know, cognitive issues as well. And they're just on their own because I can't see what's going on in there when I pass. And you go in there and you just see the vulnerability and how we've just left them, I think. And we just need to act. I want Dublin City to act.
Things are getting worse the last 2 weeks as well.
Well, the last 2 weeks, there's been guys barging in to the homes of 2 residents, demanding money, threatening them, saying they'll be back, and these people can't move.
You have emergency questions this evening at Dublin City Council. Do you think the council will listen? Do you think the council will ultimately act here?
I would imagine they might. Okay, I hold my breath. I think the strength of these strong, proud Liberty men and women will get them to act. I want a security expert here. I want them to walk around, have a site visit. I walk around with them, with my fellow councillors, walk around and say, this is possible, that's possible. Yes, 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 we'll do this and we will act very quickly and urgently, and give peace to people in retirement, in really senior ages. Some are in their 90s. Give peace to those. We all expect and deserve it. They've built this city, they've built our Dublin, they've built the liberties.
So Barry, what's Dublin City Council saying this evening?
It says it has been unable to proceed with electric gates at Robinson's Court due to fire safety and property ownership issues. It says it's reviewing all security arrangements in the complex and that it will meet residents in the next 3 weeks to update them. And Dublin City Council says it's committed to ensuring as much as possible the safety of its tenants and will develop solutions with residents and an Garda Síochána.
All right, Barry Lenihan, thank you very much for that report.